How are forest producers linked to the International Year of Family Farming?
Forest producers are, most of them, also small-scale farmers. We often forget the fact that people living in forested landscapes who are farmers are also generally very dependent on forests. And so you find that a large percentage of forest-dependent peoples are both family farmers and forest producers. In fact, they combine both in their livelihood strategies. They're intimately connected both for subsistence needs in terms of getting fuel wood and fodder and housing construction materials and medicinal plants and famine foods. All of these things usually come from forests. And many people also sell forest products as an additional source of income and livelihoods. Increasingly, we also appreciate that they are providing environmental and ecological services. They're ensuring that clean water reaches the agricultural fields. They're ensuring that soil erosion doesn't wear down farms if the hills around them are covered. So that there's a lot of connections, particularly in forested landscapes, between the forests and the farms. And for the people who live in those landscapes, they're really part of one production system.
Are the issues facing forest producers given enough attention?
No. The issues facing forest producers do not get the attention that they deserve, and forest producers are often neglected as compared to agricultural producer groups. This is particularly unfortunate because many small agricultural producer groups are also forest producers. Generally, they're viewed as being informal actors in the economy, and therefore they really only get informal support, which can mean unscrupulous money lending and other kinds of people taking advantage of them rather than a system that sees them as, in fact, probably the largest, along with smallholder farmers, probably the largest private sector.
Why does this conference need to happen now?
One of the reasons is that forest producers, they play a critical role in ensuring that people's livelihood needs are met, but also in ensuring that the forests are sustainably managed and that the ecological functions of forests are maintained. And particularly with climate change, the role of forests as buffers, both from a food and food security and nutrition perspective, but also in terms of maintaining all sorts of other ecological functions when you have dramatic climate fluctuations, it's also very urgent that we kind of move this forward. This conference, of course, is trying to draw attention to the needs of forest producers and look at ways to support them and to help people to appreciate the role of these smaller scale producers.